This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Jim in New Jersey finds the Mining Pit on WCTC. How can we help you?
I have a question about vinyl siding. I'm in the process of talking to some contractors about putting some vinyl siding on. I've got a couple of conflicting messages from the contractors, and I was just wondering if you might be able to answer some questions.
All right, let's see if we can sort it out.
Okay, I've got natural cedar shakes on the house.
Okay.
The house was built in 69, so I guess that puts it around 37 years old. Both contractors are going to rip the shakes off, which
sounds like
a good idea. They're talking about wrapping it with Tyvek.
That's good.
And then putting a kind of like a blue styrofoam insulation on.
All right.
The problem differs. One guy is trying to tell me that a styrofoam bonded to the vinyl is good. Another guy says no. The problem is the first guy I talked to that has the bonded siding to the styrofoam, I don't know if it's the same siding that the guy was showing me that says it breaks.
So contractor number two is basically saying that contractor number one's product is not going to work because it's defective or it breaks. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Well, look, here's the situation. Siding is usually sold with an option for a foam backer. I personally don't think that adds that much R value to the wall structure. If you're removing the cedar shingles and you're putting Tyvek vapor barrier around it, that's great. If you do have siding with a foam backer, it will tend to lay flatter as opposed to being sort of concave. So it does tend to look a little stiffer and a little more like real wood, but it's not going to really add a lot as far as insulation is concerned. So I would make the decision based on looks, not necessarily based on whether or not it was going to be a better insulator.
Now, contractor two is telling me that the bonded styrofoam is not good, and he showed me what looked like a white styrofoam, kind of like turns into pellets as soon as you touch it.
Yeah,
he's telling me moisture is going to break it down.
Moisture is not going to break it down. Sunlight will break it down, but sunlight's not going to get to it. That would not be a concern for me. If he left that styrofoam out in the sun for a couple of months, he probably got that demo piece that he's been carrying around with him for,
years.
I would probably not spend the money on that. I would just have regular plain vinyl siding on top of the foam board, on top of the Tyvek.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Sometimes it can be intimidating, Leslie, when you have two competing contractors right like that telling somebody that the other guy's work is bad.
Well, also, you don't know if contractor two is aware of what contractor one is offering and is just trying to make that offer look bad.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another reason when you're doing a home improvement project that's big enough, that's a really good idea to have an independent third party, like an architect, spec out the entire job, because this way you know that when the contractors come in, they're all bidding apples to apples, and you won't have be in the situation that Jim was in trying to figure out who was making the most sense or not. 888 Money Pit is the telephone number, 1-888-666-3974.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.